You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Someone just woke up Willie.
Hey, man. I'm heading south next week, and this is going to be still ripping up the radio.
I'm sure it will be. You've enlightened all of us.
I didn't expect you guys to know this.
Well, that's true, too. That's a very good point.
If I was in a car with Al Dukes, I expect him to throw him. But now this is him. This is Eddie.
Eddie loves this song now.
See, back in the day when you had a phone, like we lost phones. I don't know why I just made that comment. But my point is, like, your favorite song will be a part of your ringtone, right? They don't do that anymore. But if we were on that age, I could imagine just being on your ringtone. So if Willie called, which is kind of racist, but I get it.
So. Well, no, because you love the song.
No.
The racist.
Yeah, but if I'm the only, like, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only black guy these guys are friends with. But if it was according to me, like, you know, when Willie calls, we got to have Throw Them Where Them Fans At by 808 Fresh.
But why wouldn't, if you're the one that enlightened us to the song,
right,
that would make only sense that would be your ringtone.
Yeah, I get it.
What else you want it to be?
There's other songs.
I mean, Megadeth?
I mean, that would be awesome.
I'm just
throwing rocks.
That was your song.
It was.
Anyway.
Carnival. Shout out to Carnival Cruise.
Has that been rectified?
No.
So there's been no update on that.
They're not going backwards. They can't.
Okay.
They said what they said.
I didn't know if there was any fight back, any blowback.
Oh, people have been upset about it. They want to bring their loudspeakers and smoke their marijuana and they drink and play 808 Fresh, but Carnival Cruise is like, no, this is it.
I will tell you, and I'm not even making this up, that whole documentary really has me, like, not, for even what you said, I suppose, to some degree, too, but, like, that documentary has scarred me. Like, I have no interest in doing that. And I enjoyed them. I went on a few of them. That's a tough one to watch.
It's a lot that goes on.
It's a tough one to watch.
So now you're totally anti-Cruise.
I'm not saying totally anti, but I'm saying it's going to take a lot to get me back on one.
Because everything you witness.
Because of that documentary specifically.
That's how I felt about, remember there was a fast food kind of documentary or something like that. It was like a big thing that came out, like how fast food was made and how bad it is. Ever since I watched that, I was just like, I can't do it. I can't. I just have seen too much.
Well, there was
fast food was already bad, but before I was like, whatever. But now I'm just like, ugh.
The Super Size Me one?
Yes, that's it.
That dude ate McDonald's three times a day. He did.
And he did pass away?
And he did another Super. He did a second one, I believe. I think he did. I think a couple years ago, yeah.
Because of the fast food?
No, I don't know about that.
Something else.
No, but that was, that was one of the, I would say, when Netflix, because that was a Netflix one, was it not? Does that sound right?
I don't think originally it was.
It wasn't?
Yeah, it was just a documentary the guy did.
Because that was one of the first ones where, like, I was locked into every episode. And I found it fascinating watching his transformation and how he went through each day.
Yeah.
And then came out of it on the other end and he was okay, but unfortunately not.
Do you believe there's people that eat fast food every day?
Yes. I know people.
For a fact. Like every day.
Every three, you mean all three meals? I don't know about that, but I do know people that eat at least one meal every day.
From a fast food?
Yes. 100%. Well, just think about, not for nothing, if you think about construction workers, guys on the road every day. Yeah. It's very difficult not to get into that routine.
Yeah, I just didn't. Yeah, no, you're probably right. I think every day, I can't imagine somebody that I know eating fast food.
I think you'd be surprised.
Didn't Ocho do it every day?
Yeah, he still does, I believe, actually. Still loves the McDonald's. The one that's become really big, at least in Jersey, is Wawa. I'm not considering Wawa fast food like the Burger Kings and McDonald's, but they do have those fast food breakfast sandwiches in the heat trays.
Yep.
They do make the sandwiches. That place is packed every day. I guarantee you there are people that are there for breakfast every single day on their way to work.
I don't know if I told you this, Al, and I don't know if you experienced this because you're a traveler. Have you ever been to a Buc-ee's?
No. I've seen
I'm
all
obsessed
this stuff.
With Buc-ee's.
What is a... I don't know what Buc-ee's
You
is.
Do not know where Buc-ee's is?
No. In the South?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to explain it. This is... If you're a family that travels or you're traveling like CeeLo, right? He's going down on the road,
yeah.
Right? Like, he has to stop by a Buc-ee's. It is
a burger joint?
It's a gas station. But it's like a
Sheetz?
It's like a Sheetz, yeah. But like bigger. Like, they have food, clothes.
Huge.
They have all type of different jerkies. They have ice cream. They have a bakery section. They have everything. Anything and everything you can imagine is at a Buc-ee's.
Hmm.
And if you're on a road with a family or a loved one, or if you're road tripping for whatever, a Buc-ee's is a must. You got to go to a Buc-ee's.
Well, I don't think CeeLo is driving to Nashville in that gorgeous new SUV.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
I think he's flying.
Okay.
So I don't know that he'll see, unless he sees a Buc-ee's in Nashville.
Which they are. They're around.
Okay.
But if I'm obsessed with a Buc-ee's. Every time we're going on a road trip next week for a couple of days, and we're going to a Buc-ee's. It's on the plan.
He's excited.
Yeah. It's like the Disneyland for road trips. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I don't know that one.
I'm bringing you back. I'm bringing you guys back a Buc-ee's t-shirt. And all it is a little beaver, and it says Buc-ee's. But it's like you stop by. It's insane.
What
I
don't understand is, like, when something's so successful like that, and it is, it's like legendary. Why do we not have them here?
I don't know. I feel the same way about Waffle House.
Right.
Like, you can't find a Waffle House up here, and I'm obsessed with Waffle House. When I go down south, I have to have at least whatever. If I'm there for a week, I got to visit Waffle House at least twice.
So why is In-N-Out Burger not come east? Although I think they are soon, because I think I saw the owner's wife said the taxes in California has become way too much. I think they are moving east.
Oh, wow.
But like an In-N-Out Burger, we've never had around here.
Yeah, I think I've had In-N-Out's overrated.
Well, whether it is or it's not, if you live in New York or New Jersey, we don't have them.
Sure.
I know only a few years ago, Dunkin' Donuts went out to California.
Right.
Like, they weren't out there for years.
Yeah, it was Starbucks territory.
Yeah.
But now they are. They have gone out there. It's a good question. Maybe it's expensive. I don't know.
Yeah, I would love to see a Buc-ee's make it north, which I doubt.
Our crack TV staff said the closest Buc-ee's is Virginia.
Okay. I can see that. I'm obsessed with Buc-ee's.
And you mentioned Sheetz. I had never experienced Sheetz. I went to Central PA last summer and was like, oh, my God.
Once you get in the Lehigh Valley, the first thing you see is this monstrosity off the interstate.
And that was awesome. And you're saying Buc-ee's is that plus?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's nothing you can't get at Buc-ee's. Like, nothing. Like, it's everything you want. Like, the food is top-notch. They have this pulled pork sandwich that's absolutely...
You're going to Buc-ee's for pulled pork?
Yeah, you laugh.
I am laughing.
You laugh until the line is around the corner because everybody's going to get this pulled pork sandwich. They got these hot chips, the bakery sections. They're jerky.
What is it, a grocery store?
It's everything. It's like everything.
You can walk out. Sheetz, I was surprised they had like groceries and wine.
Yes. You can walk out of Buc-ee's with a whole new wardrobe and the best jerky you ever had in your life. It's insane. And it was crazy. My kids look for it now. They're like, Dad, we going to Buc-ee's? I'm like, yeah, we're going to get a couple Buc-ee nuggets.
Wow.
Get some fries. We're going to load up on some snacks. We go to the bakery section. We get some fresh jerky. Light it up.
Man, I've never gotten that excited for a rest stop place.
And you can fill your tank.
And you get gas. But the Sheetz, I know. So Dallin Cuff, I used to do Columbia basketball with a long time ago. He's now with ESPN. One of the first road trips we had to make was going through Pennsylvania. He's like, we're going to Sheetz. I'm like, what is a Sheetz?
When I lived in Pittsburgh, Sheetz was...
Yes.
We used to stop by Sheetz after the club.
He was so excited about
chicken
going
wrap,
to Sheetz.
Something like that. It was good.
Like, yeah, I get it. And you're right. Get gas.
Get everything.
Go inside.
Wait till you see Buc-ee's. You're going to be like,
why am I going to Buc-ee's anytime
soon?
Well,
you will. Eventually in your time. I don't know. Driving. Maybe you take a road trip. Maybe you head south for whatever reason. The kids bring you down there.
At this point, who knows?
You're going to walk out of there with a t-shirt and a little balloon with a beaver head.
I'm not walking out with a beaver head. I don't think that's happening.
I love it.
I can tell you love it. Holy God.
I'm just surprised nobody, you guys have never heard of it. Maybe because it's just such a subtle
You know what?
Thing.
Maybe we have.
You just never paid attention to it.
I don't know. Rich in Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. Listen, I went on a trip with the family down to Florida, drove down from Jersey. And my son, my older son, had been down to a Bucky's before in Texas, told us about it. And we're like, yeah, come on. How big could it be? There's like 120 gas pumps, and they're always all full.
Always.
And then the store, which is like a convenience store, only a convenience store that blew up, and it's just, it's like a mall.
You're not lying. Oh, no, I believe you, but here would be my question. Rich, you were impressed by it, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Would you, it sounds like Willie is going to navigate his trip just to make sure he gets to one.
No question.
Is this a must-stop place?
Yeah, and it's growing, too. They're starting to put them. The closest one to Jersey here is, I think, in Virginia now.
Yeah, that's what our...
And then, so the biggest thing, what it was started for, guy started it for clean bathrooms for truckers.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that.
That was one of the big things. And they are spectacular.
How about that? All right, you know what? Now, that right there, I appreciate the call.
Oh, so we need a Rich for New Jersey to give us the confirmation.
No.
Well,
you bring up the bathrooms.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, that to me would be a big reason to make a stop.
So you're telling me right now, the fresh jerky, the pulled pork, and the bakery section wasn't enough of a pull? The man said one thing about showers.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I have to visit
showers,
there now.
Like clean bathrooms.
All right.
But have you ever, in all your years of driving up and down
95? I thought the bakery, the fresh jerky, the pulled pork would sell you. The bathrooms have sold Jerry on why he should now
visit. Well, because usually when you go on a road trip, you have food in the car already. But
yeah, but there's a different, it's the quality.
I'm not arguing the quantity. That. You're right. But I would say one of the biggest things when you go on a road trip is, especially if you're leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
What happens early in the morning for most people?
Fresh breakfast waiting for you at Bucky's.
That's but what else?
Fresh eggs, bacon,
yeah, I'm fine,
hash browns.
But they also need to go to the bathroom at some point when you're on the road.
Yeah.
Knowing that you can
find
somewhere.
You can go to the bathroom anywhere.
Yeah, but you don't want to stop somewhere that's gross. Knowing that this place, as he just said, has spectacularly clean bathrooms, that would make it
the
a must.
The bathrooms are very clean. It's not like there's a bidet waiting for you,
I
mean, by
it
the way.
Seem like that.
I mean, but the bathrooms are very clean and put together and look like they're taken care of by far. I mean, you'll pull up to a Bucky's and see a church van slide out with 80 old women that all look like they have to use the bathroom. And you're like, okay, this is going to be a disaster in there.
And it's not. But that's a selling point to me. The jerky's fine. The pulled pork, fine.
They make fresh popcorn.
Clean bathrooms.
They got their own like clothing line. It's amazing.
You can walk out
with Bucky pajama pants that slap. They will make it onto a Gap floor.
I'm not. We're
fresh chocolate.
I think we would like it for the same reason or for different reasons, but we still like it.
You can go to bathrooms anywhere.
No,
I'm
you
going
can't.
For food.
But you can't though. Well, that is big. Holy God. On that one, Gibby in Long Island. What's up, Gibby?
Yeah, hi, guys. Good morning. So I was saying I spent like 3 summers driving my son to lacrosse tournaments from Long Island to Delaware and Maryland, etc. And I love Wawa's as well. And yeah. Royal Farms, by the way. Royal Farms
is a good one.
Chicken.
Yep.
And the reason that you can't up here, I wanted to do a Wawa. I looked into it, is the acreage requirements. The acreage is too expensive on Long Island. You have to have, I think it was either an acre or an acre and a half.
Oh, wow.
In order to house not just, obviously, the food and convenience side of it, but the gas side.
Right.
So if you try and buy that much on Long Island, good luck. The cost just to build it alone would be, so consequential that who knows how long it would take to break even.
Right,
so.
Take you 10 years to start making money. That's interesting. That's a very good point. But that's interesting. Who knew?
I think you know how this ends for you. We talked about the end game.
But I'm not going south.
But that's the problem. You have to go now. There's been multiple confessions on why you should visit. And now you're talking about the only reason you want to visit is because of the toilet. And I'm saying,
no, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said if I was going south now and driving to Florida or Georgia or wherever I might run into one of these states.
Well, you said this. Virginia, so you don't have to go far.
But I'm not going to drive to Virginia just to go to a Bucky's.
Willie, 2 questions. Are they on the 95, like in a rest stop, or you have to get off the highway?
for Buc-ee's?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's a
most
big
of the
deal.
Time. Well, no, because a lot of interstates, you'll see big signs.
Oh yes,
you'll just see a big beaver head in the distance, and there'll be a sign that says, "Hey, before you enter South Carolina or before you enter North Carolina, stop by and see the beaver." And it'll be Buc-ee's, a big old sign, and they have like, you know how Chick-fil-A has those catchy little things.
Oh
like,
yes.
Eat more chicken, and it's a cow. They have little things like that for Buc-ee's. So it's close. I know. No, you can pull off. It's just a quick pull off.
Yeah, but it's not the official rest stop that's on the highway.
For the record, Mike in West Caldwell is making my point. What's up, Mike?
Of course, you picked the one.
On our way to Atlanta 2 years ago to watch the Yankees, I told my kids about this place. Hyped it up so much that my son actually held a dump just so he could drop it out of Buc-ee's. And let me tell you, you could drop Tic Tacs on the floor in that bathroom, pick them up, and put them back in your mouth. I'm telling you.
That's a selling point for me, Mike. Thank you very much. The food's great, but if you're on a road trip and you need to stop somewhere to use a bathroom,
yeah,
and you're going to tell me that that place is spotless, that's the place I'm going to try and stop at.
Right. I'm just saying, if I'm trying to sell Buc-ee's, I didn't expect that to be number one on why you should go.
Because I
that would be number two.
I'll tell you why. Because an Egg McMuffin to me is perfectly satisfying, and I don't need to go get pulled pork at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you say that because you haven't had it. That's why you throw these rocks. You have it four in the morning.
Rocks.
You may spin the block and go have one at 9 o'clock.
We're both complimenting the same place for different
reasons. Yes, I'm just saying, I just don't like your number one for going.
Oh, that would be my number one.
Yeah.
100% that would be my number
the
one.
The fact that you want, they have this kind of variety of all these things you can enjoy. You're like, no, I'm really here for the toilet.
Here was Chris in Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Yeah. Hey, Jerry. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Jerry, Willie. Good, good. I actually read an article the other day about Buc-ee's. They're opening one in Monroe County over in PA.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is Monroe County is more towards Philly or Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh?
More towards Pittsburgh, I'd say.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But it's not far at all, you know.
Well, it's closer than Virginia.
Those pulled pork sandwiches, though, really. On point. Those pulled pork sandwiches,
so now I got to drive to Pittsburgh for a pulled pork sandwich.
I'm just saying. People are giving you countless reasons of why you should go.
And I'm not saying I won't.
And you're just saying I'm just really going for a clean toilet.
Willie, do they have chicken on a stick or no?
I'm not sure about the chicken on a stick. I don't think I've ever ventured down that road. I barely make it past the bakery in the jerky section. The jerky section is phenomenal.
I love jerky too. I do. But I.
Yes. It's not going to bring you. It's not going to make
you.
No. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I wouldn't go there. Now, next time I'm on the road, if I see one, I will stop specifically because of this conversation.
And you got to walk away with some Buc-ee nuggets or a t-shirt.
I'm not buying a Buc-ee's t-shirt.
Why don't you want a Buc-ee's t-shirt?
I'll get one for Eddie. He wears everything and anything that's handed to him.
What are Buc-ee nuggets? Like pretzel nuggets or something?
Yeah, it's like these little corn, it's like sweet treat type things. The caramel on them. Delicious.
It is amazing. The Mets can't hit their way out of a paper bag right now. The Yankees have played like crap. No one wants to call and talk about the Mets and the Yankees.
Because it is what it is.
But Buc-ee's, here we go. Andy in Milford. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
100% agree with 100% agree with Willie on Buc-ee's.
Thank you, babe.
I mean, fantastic. I drove from Connecticut to Dallas for a Cowboys-Falcons game. And just like you said, Will, you're driving the highway. They got signed 75 miles for the next Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm.
You pull in, there's people cooking in the parking lot.
Talk to them.
It's unbelievable with the buses.
Talk to them.
The bathrooms are immaculate.
Again,
you're
100%
right. The pulled pork. No, the pulled pork is it. That's the reason you go. And Eddie, they have corn dogs on a stick, Eddie. Those are fantastic.
That's a different dog.
Yeah,
you get a little cheese
dogs.
Dip with that, this lights out.
Hey, Andy,
my point is everybody's talking about the food, and Jerry wants to go to the toilets.
That's
and I'm saying
true.
The toilets the food overrules the toilets. That's what I'm trying to get to.
The toilets make it a must stop.
There's like five food courts.
Yes.
There's like five food courts. And you get unbelievable. Everything is fantastic, and I would get it at 4 in the morning, too.
Yeah.
Are there any, Andy, is there any, I'm being serious, is there food there with clean ingredients for Al?
Yes, actually there is. They do have, it's a fresh garden center.
Yes.
Like a little plot, like one of them, a fresh garden.
this is my guy. He's preaching the good word on this Fat Friday. He gets it.
Oh,
there's no
God.
Reason for you not to go to Buc-ee's if you're on the road.
Reason. We are really late, but just one more to end it. Anthony in Jacksonville. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How you doing?
I got to tell you, we have the Holy Trinity, and it is right off 95, Eddie. You just, like, literally hop off. But we have Bass Pro Shops, Costco, and Bucky's right off 95. And it is the busiest place in town, but it's so worth it. The fresh biscuit, the fresh biscuit is unbelievable. Fresh brisket, and they have fresh biscuits, too, but fresh brisket on the board.
Look at that. Look at that.
Photos of it on Hot CBS and Sports spicy. Network.
Wow. Like, let me tell you, it is unbelievable. And everyone says they're not buying clothing. You will get some sort of Bucky
thank
clothing.
You.
I would
thank
put money
you.
On that.
Yeah, I'm you know, that's you're me. Probably
you're
right.
Walking away with a
not
t-shirt.
Walking out with a
you're
Bucky's
walking
t-shirt.
Away with a beaver
it's
head
not
on your chest.
Disney World.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is. It is Disney World. 100%.
Wow.
And Willie, they have big man sizes for shirts.
Man, they have pajamas for us. What are you talking about? They have. There's nothing we can't walk out of that place with. And the people, by the way, there's so the last time we stopped at a Bucky's, I was with the fam, and they had the mascot, the Bucky guy.
The beaver.
Right. Guess where he's waiting for you? Outside the bathroom. So
get with the bathroom.
And he's taking pictures with me and the kids, and they give you little stickers, and the beaver's friendly. The lady that's taking a picture, she's friendly. The cashiers are friendly. Everybody's in a good mood, which they shouldn't be. Because they're meeting with, they're dealing with a lot of different type of folks, and they're all welcoming and loving. I like Bucky's. I support the Bucky's. Everybody should go to Bucky's.
I've done a lot of shows with you. This yes. might be the most passionate you've been about anything.
Well, the Jets haven't lost a game yet.
That's true. Yeah. That's a very good point.
And we started him off with this segment with his song. So
that's yes, true, too.
That's true. This is my song.
Which he was very passionate about as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 7:30, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. These 2 days, today and tomorrow, yesterday too, might be the best stretch of weather we get all year. I mean, 80 degrees, no clouds.
It's supposed to be steamy next week, though. It's supposed to be in the
it's
low
90s.
Back,
the heat, yeah.
It's coming back
you
around.
Killjoy, I was just trying to get the
I apologize for being all doom and gloom there.
He don't have to deal with that because he's going to be out in Northern California.
In, Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You are
going leaving Sunday.
Monterey Peninsula,
how
right?
excited are you for that?
I am. I am. Very much so. Very much so. Scratch Golf is taking care of everything, like in terms of where we're playing, when we're playing, where we're having lunch, where's dinner. There's a lot of free time that these guys are going to be really doing whatever they want to do all afternoon.
And you're going with?
Eddie, Al, Boomer, and Gio.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. I got my confirmation. My clubs have been delivered at the lodge by Shipsticks already.
So they're fired up.
This is
an official guys trip here.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, are we getting weird after a couple rounds? What are we doing after?
Well, Al and I don't golf, Al and I were told we are the role of the wives on this trip.
Meaning
this is an example for people who want to go on these trips, but like their significant other doesn't golf. Right. There's stuff for them to do, too.
Gotcha. So what are you guys going to do?
We're going to be doing hiking, probably.
Okay, so you guys aren't doing nothing.
Wine drinking, a little vineyard somewhere?
I don't know about that.
That sounds fun.
That's what you guys are missing.
I would do the wine if I drink.
Wine drinking together?
Well, what you should have done, Boomer should have placed a call. You guys should have arranged a visit to the Jim Nance residence.
We've done that, and Jim Nance is on vacation.
He's not there.
Or working.
Isn't he down in Nashville?
He might be, actually.
He's got multiple residences. I'll see him in Nashville.
We wanted to go play his little par three.
Right, yeah. And doesn't he have a vineyard or live on a vineyard?
That was asked and already
all right.
declined because he's not home.
Okay.
That's a shame. But it's going to be fun. And whatever role you guys have, you're going to have a blast out there, I would think.
You guys like the beach, right? You guys beach guys? No?
No.
Oh, yeah. Eddie loves the Speedo.
Al lives on the beach and doesn't really frequent the
beach. So before we get into it, Jerry's day is mapped out, but for you guys,
No map yet.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think they said they would drive us to a trailhead. So
a trailhead?
I think they said.
What does that mean? A trailhead?
Like the beginning of a trail.
The beginning of a trail.
Yeah. Okay.
The head.
Yeah, it seems.
Any drugs involved?
No.
No. No edibles?
No, I can't. I get hyper paranoia from marijuana.
Well, if you don't get paranoid, why wouldn't you start out at a trail? Good place
Sounds
for
like
a trip.
A great
right,
place
where there
to
could
start.
Be mountain lions.
Or there may not. It can be a figment of your imagination.
What is in that area of California when you guys go on the hike? What could you encounter?
Out there, probably Hippies. Not grizzly bears. And that, yes, for sure.
Some lost marijuana stored in the bush?
Mountain lions are a legit possibility.
Oh, man. Okay. How good would that be?
Is there mountain lion spray?
No, not really. Mountain lion, you have, if there's two of you and you both have like a walking stick or something, you have a chance.
A chance?
You have a walking stick, Al?
When's the last time you ran, Eddie?
It's 1988. Yeah.
So maybe this trail thing isn't a good.
Oh, I've walked God. Quickly.
As long as I can outrun Eddie, I'm okay.
That's fair.
Are the scratch guys sending a camera crew with you?
I think we're.
It's on you guys to
it's
film.
Self-reporting.
Oh, I need video.
They'll take it.
The two of
Have
them.
Have you met Al?
But like the two of them encountering the mountain lion. How great.
Well, let's hope
be?
They don't encounter the mountain lion.
Awesome. Let's go.
Yeah. Are you out of your. That Come would on. Be classic Al, though.
Yeah.
Here comes the mountain lion. Let me get my phone out.
And Willie, while I cannot run, I on this last trip, I probably hiked about 12 miles during this last...
Oh, I'm not here to throw rocks at your cardio. I was just in reference to you avoiding
a mountain lion.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Is it like... But it's different than the bear. You can't introduce yourself like we learned
No.
This
week. With the mountain lion,
you... Mr. Mountain Lion.
You just like, again, don't turn your back.
Don't turn your...
Try to walk away. And if they come at you...
You're dead.
Swing what you got.
Great plan. Swing what you got. You two got nothing.
You got it. No, you got. If you have a
sounds
a
like the times I used to come home drunk and my wife was.
you have a walking stick. You have at least a chance if they're not too hungry.
Love that range that you just displayed.
You're not traveling with a walking stick.
No, I will.
They
have
should
a colla-
be. It sounds no, like I, they need one.
No, I'll have a collapsible metal pole.
And Al has nothing.
You need a walking stick that turns into a sword. That's what you need.
Yeah, like
or a gun.
If I said to you, Jerry, who would you take in a fight? A mountain lion or Eddie with a walking stick?
The mountain lion.
Oh, my God.
10 out of 10.
I'm going with Eddie. He may be he may be like that dude from Kung Fu. He may whip out something.
And by the way, I have... Al, there's two of them, so I will bring one for him as well.
Oh, two on one on the mountain lion.
And then he would, unless he's starving to death, he'll back down.
The mountain lion will back down.
If it's really hungry,
there's
we're
two
dead.
Of us with
two on
armed.
One. Okay.
If this mountain lion's looking at the two of you, and I'm going to be honest, you being the thicker of the two,
yeah,
he's going to Thanksgiving on you. He can tell Al's the bad, like Al is
and,
a bad
and
guy.
If Al stands sideways, you won't even see him.
Not a lot of meat on those bones.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, that looks awesome. Way to go, Al. Good luck.
That's amazing.
Holy crap.
But also, you're talking
this is
about
why you should do edible, because that's exactly how I picture.
Oof. Like, mountain lion is probably like 100 plus tops, but like a bear, like, you know,
100 plus what? What does that mean?
Pounds.
Oh, okay.
But like grizzlies, like 800 pounds.
Like
those you won't encounter. Those you, there's no chance of
probably encountering. Not there, correct.
Okay, just the mountain lion.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck, guys. I'll be on the golf course.
But they're rare. Those attacks are rare.
Yeah, I used to say that.
Knock on some wood.
Until it's not.
All right. And then you left your walking stick and you confronted with a mountain lion.
Chris, what do you, well, I know.
I had,
give us what you got.
I had some good Willie stuff.
Well, it's only 7:30.
Seven, eight,
actually.
Yeah. Hello.
So save Willie for next hour. What else you have?
Okay. What else you got? Sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball. Trademarks used with permission. Yes, this was very Willie-based, Willie-focused, a little blast from the past, but we can do that next hour. You got Jets at Packers tomorrow night. We heard Aaron Glenn last hour. Very basic, but very definitive. We're playing. Not sure how much, who it is, but we're playing because I want to play. In terms of Justin Fields, still a young QB. We just we're going to relive an unfortunate moment in Jets history. A little different in that this player was drafted by the Jets. Fields was not, but he's in the same position in the pressure cooker of this market with a fan base that is starved for competent quarterback play. Glenn likes where Fields is at, dealing with all of it to this point.
There's so much outside noise that try to beat him down, and he's so mature, and he doesn't allow that to be a factor in how he's going to go about his business. And that's something, again, that we talk about like constantly is, listen, when you're at that position at the quarterback, you can't hide from that. That's just part of it.
Now, same for Brian Daboll with his QBs. Unclear who's playing against the Bills tomorrow and for how long, other than you will see Jackson Dart at some point. Fun moment for Jameis Winston earlier this week. Here was Daboll setting the scene at the end of one of their training camp practices.
Good work. Good work. Again, something accomplished here. All right, here's the deal. All right, all four quarterbacks are going to have a chance. If he hits the crossbar, then walkthrough's done tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Don't negotiate with me, Dexter.
All right. I'm assuming he's talking to Dexter Lawrence there. Now, as the ball ends up in Winston's hands, he too had a message for his teammates before attempting his toss. And here's how all that went.
All right, Jameis is up.
Hey, but I do want to tell y'all we got Bible study at 3:30 during the snack period, and y'all faith is going to determine me hitting this. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this.
Hey, who going to Bible study?
He's a piece of work,
man. He is something.
He
is something. It's a great video, too. Yes, 5 minutes of him mic'd up is very good, ending with that.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, he
hopefully
is.
He sticks around. You never know.
We'll see.
Dart plays well. It's kind of like
I saw Cleveland's going to have all four quarterbacks on their roster week one. One story I read yesterday.
Don't they have guys injured right now, though?
They do, but they're like, they're
I know Shador's
have,
playing.
I know Kenny's dealing with a knee. Kenny Pickett, that is, and Shador's dealing with short.
He's playing, though, right? Shoulder. Shador's starting the
I hope he does
preseason
well.
Opener for them.
So do I.
I really want to see
him. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. Set the scene for the baseball locals tonight, back from their day off. You got the first place Astros coming to town to visit the Yankees. Hunter Brown and Cam Schlittler, the starters. 625 coverage here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Andre Farrell, 1010 Winds Traffic, bringing the heat during his report here on The Fan during the last commercial break.
Trouble in the Bronx. No, not the Yankees bullpen, but the northbound side of the Deegan.
Look at that. Nice little jab.
So I saw Andre this morning getting coffee. Like, he loves this place.
Clearly.
So I was happy to hear he was on this morning.
Yes, very cool.
Good
Yankees 6.5 back at the Blue Jays atop the AL East. They've got the third wild card spot, game and a half clear of both the Rangers and the Guardians. You got the Mets and the Brewers from Milwaukee. Teams heading in opposite directions at the moment. Milwaukee's 1-6 in a row, 9 out of 10, 21 of 25. They'll throw Brandon Woodruff while the Mets counter with Kodai Senga, trying to avoid a fifth straight loss. They have dropped 7 of 8 and obviously coming off the near no-hitter on Wednesday. They're 2.5 back of the Phillies. They've got the third wild card in the NL. 3.5 game cushion on the Reds, who were shut out by Paul Skeens and the Pirates Thursday. 7-0 as Skeens struck out 8-6 for his 7th win. He's still just 7-8, but has an MLB best ERA of 1.94.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll see you next hour.
Yes,
I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. Larry and Jericho. What's up, Larry?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I've got something for you guys to do while you're not playing golf. So I was out for my buddy's 50th birthday at Pebble at the end of May, and we had a tee time at like 1 o'clock. So we went to do the 17 mile drive.
Yes.
Before we played off, and we're driving around my mile five. We get out, and there's like these steels that are up on some, you know, rock and whatever. As we're getting out of the car, we look out and we see a seagull fully eating a squirrel, a live squirrel. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And the squirrel had a friend. And the squirrel's friend was standing next to it watching.
And you're watching this happen?
The squirrel's friend.
There's so much to this story that I want to unpack.
Squirrel's friend.
Who's the friend?
Named Al.
What did the seagull have before he ate the squirrel?
Oh, my God.
It sounds like it was drug-induced.
Holy crap. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we might have the greatest phone call in the history of the show.
Oh,
it's possible.
That's a lot of
it
pressure.
Might not be. But it's possible. His name is Bill. We're going to get to Bill coming up next. And I promise we will do some baseball at some point. Maybe we won't. And more football as well. It's Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Bill Fortov, Studio 10 in front of 8. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We kind of got off topic again last segment, talking about what Eddie and Al might be doing in Pebble Beach this weekend when we go on Sunday. And then the topic came to the mountain lions that they could encounter and how they handle that. Now, if you've listened to this program, you know that I hit myself in the face with a golf ball a couple of years ago. That was awesome. And I was bleeding quite profusely, as they say. I needed some stitches to close up the wound. What's the matter? You know that story.
Do I?
Oh, come on. Yes. No?
I think you did tell me, but yes. I don't... Was this... Like, how long ago did
this was happen? June of 2023. Oh. It was... And then we have the audio of it. And there's that's how close I came to losing my eye. Yes. And so that was... that's when I started playing. It's funny. So
you look like a boxer.
Yeah, I have
that raging bull type face going there.
That's right, big fat face.
Yeah,
looking at the big cut above the eye.
Right.
So that's actually when I started playing golf again, like on a regular basis. Was that May, And then June, me and my kids and my dad were out there playing, and I was behind a tree trying to hit a shot that I've hit a million times. I hadn't played in 20 years. Oh, it wasn't quite as good as I used to be. And I hit it right off the tree, frunk, right back off my head.
Oh.
Yeah. So Boomer has found that hilarious and thinks it would be amazing if I would have died that day. And
it would have been amazing if you would have died?
Epic is the word he uses, yes. Am I telling the story wrong, guys?
Epic death.
That sounds a little harsh. Right.
He was like semi-disappointed that it didn't happen.
Correct.
And Boomer loves telling that story to every time he plays golf with people. Mm-hmm. He will tell that story.
Correct.
And gets good reaction.
That having been said, I present to you Bill in Port Monmouth. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry and Willie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
You know what would be epic? Boomer size and getting eaten by a mountain lion while playing golf at Pebble Beach. I'm going to hang up and listen to your tape.
Yeah, that would be one for the ages.
That would be fantastic. It would be epic.
Yeah. It's a tough way to go.
Yes, I would agree. And Boomer is not going to go on any hiking trails.
Yeah, Boomer, without a doubt.
Could a mountain lion appear on the golf course? I suppose so. But I would think they would stay more in their area, wouldn't you think? Yes? You.
Well, mountain lions, the way people's habitat, the habitats overlap now a lot because people have spread out.
So do I need a walking stick? Well, I got clubs. So
No. By the way, the instances of attacks are very rare.
I know.
So
I'm just
And I don't think you're going to have to. And you have clubs, and you'll have four guys with you.
Well, more than
eight.
That, there'll be eight guys.
I've seen gators. I've been on golf courses with gators, next to you. Those kind of spook me up because they're so still. You think, that's fake, and then they'll just do one something quick. You're like, oh, so
right. And I don't think they think as much as mountain lions think. Gators.
We know the mountain lions think.
Well, they're a little more. They're a little. A bigger brain.
More calculated.
Yes.
When I was in Myrtle Beach, long time ago, my dad and my brother, first golf course we went to, second hole, was a par 3 over water.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to the green, you had to go over the bridge and down the cart path, and then you would, take the U-turn and come back around. So all three of us hit, and as we start driving down the cart path, I stopped the car. I'm like, whoa. Mm-hmm. My brother's like, he's behind me. What's the matter? I'm like, look at that thing. And it was a gigantic alligator, crocodile, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
5 feet from the cart path.
With nothing to do with it.
So I'm like, do we just go to three? Like, what do we do?
Yeah, you keep moving.
So as we were trying to decide if we were going to play the hole or go to the third hole, one of the rangers comes up behind us. Guys, how are we doing? Good, but what do we do about that? And he goes, nothing, that's Charlie. He won't bother you.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm glad you're
been
on
here
the first
for 40
name.
Years. He's not going to bother you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I always get weirded out when people have this rogue animal, and they're on a first name basis with it. I'm glad you have that relationship with Charlie.
They do.
I don't, so I'm going to avoid Charlie at all.
And you know what we did? We drove right by Charlie.
Yeah, smart people.
Stupid, because how do we know in that moment, as Eddie says, they don't think in that moment he didn't react to something. I really dumb when I think back to it.
So you would have played the hole.
We did play the hole. That's what
you
I'm
did
saying.
Play. Okay, so you did play the hole.
He gave us assurance that Charlie wouldn't attack us. And we were like, okay.
See, that's dumb.
I
would have left the Ranger and Charlie right there and moved along.
I totally agree. Yeah. Owen in Bloomfield. What's up, Owen?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I just keep pretty good. I just keep thinking of Eddie and Al walking on that trail and a mountain lion coming. And for some reason, Al would just turn and start beating Eddie with the stick so he could run away.
This is the way the world wanted it!
Man, that would be tough.
You might be right.
Eddie, don't trust Al.
We have no idea how anybody's going to react until they're in the spot. That's for sure. Shirley in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Shirley?
Hi, guys. I live in Poughkeepsie now, but I'm a native Californian. Moved here in 2015, so
okay.
I've hiked a lot. I've seen mountain lions when hiking at least 3 or 4 times.
See, look at that.
Rattlesnakes more than I can care to count. So the thing is with mountain lions, they don't run because they think you're a deer. But
you said
running.
Don't run.
Don't run.
So what?
You stand in front of them. You make yourself look big. Like spread your arms out with your coat or jacket. So no, that's serious. And they back away. They don't want to. Huh?
I believe you. I'm trying to picture Al opening up his arms and then waving them like he's an eagle.
Well, you don't wave them. You just kind of look big, like you're some okay. big bear or whatever. So, and with rattlesnakes, though, don't... Rattlesnakes are really dangerous. If they're coiled up, don't even think about it. If they're laying out flat, they're napping, but you don't want to wake them up, so you have to kind of... Seriously, I've tiptoed around them before. And don't this sit on rock awesome. Piles.
So, Shirley, my only pushback is, it's summertime. These guys won't have coats. How do they look big without the coats?
Aren't they going to Carmel?
We are, but it's going to be 70 during the day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you usually down there, it does get a little foggy sometimes. You might want to bring a shirt, something that you can like kind of spread out your arm, just your arms. You want to look like you're big and tough, and you know.
Well,
and they'll back away, but don't run is the main thing.
All right.
And you can slowly back away from them. I've seen them usually when I've hiked and seen them. They just look at you and keep going. You know, they got something else on their mind. But
well, I hope it's that a little freaky. Case, and we do appreciate the information. Thank you very much.
Shirley's great, but I'm going to be honest. I'm running.
I don't know if
I don't have the instinct to run.
I would think most people, I'm sure like, some people, Eddie seems to know what to do. I would think most people don't, though.
You think you just kind of, I don't know.
No, I'm saying I would think most people are not aware of what they should do in those situations. I think Eddie is. He seems to know.
I have an idea. And even Al is larger than, weighs more than every cougar except the largest males. So
I just can't. I can't. If I'm a mountain lion, I see Al trying to get big. I'm like, I'm eating him.
Just, not much there to eat.
Not though. Much. Yeah. There's no way he would look big to me with him on his tippy toes.
It's like roar.
That right there is. You're going first.
Oh my god. Yeah, we're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be great, and I cannot wait to go. And that will be on.
And also, by the way, if we get out there when you guys go start your round,
yes.
If we
at 6:30 in the morning,
yeah, it's gonna be chilly.
It'll be cold, actually.
Yeah.
Not chilly. 50 degrees.
That's not cold.
Compared to what we're leaving? Yeah.
It's going to be the mid-90s next week.
No, I know. But I think when you leave from here where it's in the 80s every day, I agree with you. In, like, January, you go out there, 50 will feel great.
Yeah, but you can get acclimated pretty quickly, especially if you're walking and everything.
Understood. And you'll
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.